America weekend.
Come all you fair and tender girls.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Far From the Madding Crowd.
Back in May, this latest adaptation of Thomas Hardy's 19th century novel was being offered up as the alternative to the overhyped and overstuffed Avengers Age of Ultron. It was a shrewd marketing campaign aimed at folks not interested in seeing superheroes pound bad guys in 3D IMAX for 2.5 hours. And Far From the Madding Crowd did manage some respectable business worldwide, but nothing that approached the $1.4 billion take of Marvel's blockbuster sequel. Here's the thing, though. I enjoyed the wildly disparate features roughly the same amount, which is to say neither is great filmmaking, but both have something to offer for their respective audiences. What Far From the Madding Crowd lacks in fire, it makes up for with a strong performance from the wonderful Carey Mulligan in a role that Julie Christie once made famous, and solid direction from Danish director Thomas Vinterberg, who received an Oscar nomination for The Hunt early last year. Ultimately a bit too genteel and somewhat truncated from its original epic form, Far From the Madding Crowd is still a crowd-pleasing romance charmer, and there's not a cape or iron suit in sight. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget you can check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com and enjoy. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Are we rushing our lives away? And here's why I say this. All right, what is it? Mid to late September. And I go into a store the other day. One of these stores where they kind of sell, I don't know, odd lot items, you know, maybe some tissues that still have springtime designs on it. And even though now it's almost fall and all that stuff, but still. So I'm in the store and I look towards the back and they have their seasonal aisle. And what do they have set up? Not just in the aisle, but the entire seasonal area? Christmas trees already. It's September. It's still reasonably warm out where I live in the Northeast, but we're already rushing the seasons. And there was even some Christmas music being played in the back part of the store. Jingle bells, jingle bells, and I haven't even bought my Halloween candy yet. And I know this is something that people always talk about, but it's true. We rush our lives away. We know, I know it's just retail, but we can never just live in the moment. I don't know why that is. We're always looking towards the next thing. I don't know, maybe it's because we always hope that whatever is coming next will be better than what we have now. And I know it's just to get people to spend their money because, oh, Christmas is coming. I better buy my stuff now. And it's the entire holiday season and it will be lovely and joyous. But please, can we just hit the brakes just a little bit? And I get a kick when you go into the stores and the clothing sections. And it's middle of June, and it's maybe just the first 90-degree day, and already they have hints of fall fashion being brought out into parts of the clothing department. Already, if you go into a local store by my house, even though the temperature is still in the 80s every day, you can't buy a short-sleeve shirt of any kind. No, because we have the fleece, and we have the long sleeves, and we have the parkas and the jackets and everything else, and even the woolen winter hats. I don't want a woolen winter hat when it's 83 degrees, and it's still supposed to be in the 80s for the next couple of weeks. Come on. And I think that goes for everything in life. I can remember last year sitting at my son's football league, flag football, and there we are, and the two other moms are sitting next to us. Oh, did you sign Jimmy up for basketball already? Yes, I did, and we're trying to figure out the schedule. And wouldn't you know that when we were sitting there during basketball season a couple of months later, there they are, the two women again, same women. Oh, did you sign Jimmy up for Little League? Yes, he can't wait. We're already going to go and get him some new cleats. And come on. Is that what this is really all about? Just simply rushing things along? My son just started seventh grade. And you know, like when you see kids go back to school, your kids always come home and say, wow, you know, Mary, she got so much older looking over the summer. She grew so tall. And Billy, he looks so big. You don't really notice it as much as you do with your own kids. I did this summer. My son got much older looking. Even his voice is starting to change a little bit, and his facial characteristics and the way he behaves. He's getting older. And maybe I just get a bit melancholy because I think about my own son's situation, that he's more than halfway through his childhood. And that's it. But when you go into a store and even everything around you seems to simply just rush everything by, it makes you really wonder why. What are we rushing along to? We all know where we're going to end up eventually. Why are we rushing to get there? Enjoy what you have today. And even if it's not that good, enjoy what you do have that is good. Well, that's a very old saying, count your blessings. It's true. And if it's in the middle of September, there's no need to count the Christmas trees in the seasonal section because it'll be there when I need it. Let me enjoy today, and I'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes. Stay with us. Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie is coming up, and after that, things you should never ever search for on Google. Ooh, sounds scary. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This dude has actually had people stop to see if he needed help.
We've had a lot of people help. We've had a little bit of a bike problem.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Roadside helps.
There's always people willing to help. One time going through Nebraska, and it was just straight away hot. We pulled over just to rest, and the car stopped and said, hey, do you need anything? And we were in the middle of nowhere, and I thought that, I appreciated that. They were locals, so they just saw us along the road. We were just sitting there drinking water. There was no shade, no trees. Not many trees in Nebraska. People like that have happened quite regularly. You know, they'll stop and ask you if you're sitting by the road. We were just standing by the motorcycles, you know, just taking a break, trying to wake up.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the top enforcer for the Broad Street Bullies, helping the Flyers win two Stanley Cups. He led the league in penalty minutes four times, and fans can still watch his epic battles on YouTube.
Oh, Schultz is hammering Dunn with that right hand.
So where is Dave Schultz now? Dave could be dropping you off at a Philadelphia area airport. The Hammer owns Dave Schultz Champion Limousine. Dave speaks with kids, delivering a message he calls Put Bullying on Ice. He co-authored a book about his career called The Hammer, and he once had a local hit with a song called The Penalty Box.
How long will you keep me in the penalty box?
I wonder if Dave takes requests. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with My TV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.